welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program.
Welcome into the midweek edition of the Fellowship Broadcast, and hope you're having a wonderful week. And thank you for including this radio broadcast as a part of your day. We do not take that lightly or take it for granted. And thank you so much for your prayers and support of the Fellowship Tract League. And the radio broadcast is just a way of getting the word out about what God is doing through the power of a gospel tract. We're thankful for it. Today we get to hear from our pastor, Pastor Bill Burroughs, continuing thoughts from last week on being a witness, and he'll be along with that in just a few moments. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
I just wanted to let you know how much this gospel tract moved me when I read it. Where are you going to spend eternity? And after reading it, my eyes were opened that I believed in all. I believed the Bible, believed Jesus, but I had never been born again. And then I realized I was a sinner and I needed to be saved. I feel that this truly is a start for me. Thank God for Fellowship Tract League and that gospel tract that I read. Where are you going to spend eternity?
You're listening to the Fellowship Broadcast, heard daily at this time. All tracts are sent free as the Lord provides. To request an English or Spanish sample packet or to make a tax-deductible donation, contact the Fellowship Tract League at 513-494-1075 or on the web at fellowshiptractleague.org or write to us at P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Thank you for giving to help us reach those who have never heard the gospel.
Hello, this is Pastor Burroughs. I want to thank you for listening to the broadcast today. Today we're going to be back looking at being a witness. We're picking up where we left off last week. And we stated last week that the Great Commission is a command, right? Go ye into all the world, preach the gospel. All right, it's not an optional thing. He says, he commands us to do it. But in Acts 1:8, he says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and ye shall be witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost part of the earth. Listen, that's a statement. The Great Commission is a command. Here he says, if you're saved and you have the Holy Spirit of God indwelling you and you're filled with him, empowered by him, you're going to be a witness. It's a simple statement. All right, you and I have got to get to the place that we make the Great Commission a daily commitment. If we're filled with the Spirit of God, we will. We looked up several statements from law firms, colleges, legal colleges, that what really made a good witness, okay? They said to help clarify what happened by telling the judge or jury everything they know about an event. A witness is someone who has relevant information. And I want to state this. I want to restate something I said last week. Listen, in a court, you've got a prosecuting attorney. You have a defense attorney. You got a judge. The jury is listening to the accuser. They're listening to the accused. Evidence is given. Witnesses are called. Everybody is trying to convince the jury, right? They're trying to sway them in that direction. My friend, the world is like a jury. They need a good witness to testify of what they know concerning the gospel. Now, that statement I just made, a good witness helps clarify what happened by telling the judge. It says a witness is someone who has relevant information. If you're saved, surely you can tell them at least how you got saved. Amen? You can at least tell them that. Now, let me quote a couple other things here. A good witness means he has adequate preparation for the case. A good witness understands how juries think and react. A good witness, all right, it's important the manner in which the testimony is offered. It's important and good maintenance of proper appearance and conduct at all times. Wow, think about that. Well, let's touch on that first one again briefly. We need to be prepared to be a witness. In 1 Peter 3:15, he says, "Sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asketh you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear." You and I should be always ready to give an answer. The only way you can be ready to give an answer is to have the answer, right? That's it. What's the answer? God's Word. You and I should study God's Word so that we know at least the key verses and how to lead someone to Christ. There's a statement in that verse, that phrase, he says, to sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. What's that mean? He's on the throne. Simply, that's what it means. He's on the throne. He's at the very center of your life. If that's the case, again, that's the filling of the Spirit. He's in control. You're going to be a witness, and you're going to be prepared to be a witness. That's so important. Be prepared to be a good witness. Another one, understand how juries think. Think about that. Understanding how juries think. All right? You need to know who you're witnessing to. Listen to 1 Corinthians 9, 20 through 22 there. Paul, he's talking about witnessing to the Jews. He says there, "And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law, as under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without the law, as without the law, being not without the law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without the law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak." He said here, "I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some." Listen, it doesn't mean he's compromising. It means that here he is complying with the rights and customs of the Jews so he doesn't needlessly offend them. You should consider who you are witnessing to and how you witness to them so you don't needlessly offend them, okay? Paul was accommodating to them in doing this. And again, he wasn't needlessly offending them. If you want to win somebody else, all right, do you win them by accommodating them? No. But you gain the right to speak the truth to them. You leave the door open. The opportunity continues to exist to witness to them. There was once an Indian who got saved. He was raised Muslim. And his father said, "Please don't eat pork. Okay, if you eat pork, I won't let you in my home." Well, the young man had the liberty in Christ to eat pork, right? But he didn't eat pork. All right? Why? So he could keep the door open, go in the home, and continue to witness to his father. Paul willingly made himself the servant of all men that he might win into Christ. Again, this does not mean that Paul followed the worldly slogan, "Win in Rome, do as the Romans do." No, that's compromising. And compromise really is always rooted in fear. Paul's attitude was based on love, okay? He wasn't lowering his standards. Rather, he laid aside his personal privileges so he could win them. He literally set his liberty aside, abstained from things that were unclean to the Jews so as not to offend them, so as to keep the door open and be a witness unto them. You and I need to consider who we're witnessing to. Paul was no tactless bull in a china shop. You know, some people act like that's a badge of honor. Listen, you want to win people to Christ? All right? If you're full of the Spirit of God, you need to consider who you're witnessing to. The manner in which the testimony is offered is also really key to being a good witness. Listen, you have to have a good spirit witnessing to people. Listen, don't have this combative one. I mean, and it kind of goes back to the previous point to some degree, and that is we need to consider who we're witnessing to. Listen, don't needlessly offend people. Hey, listen, they say honey draws more flies than vinegar. And you say, "I'm not drawing flies." Well, you're trying to win somebody to Christ. And the bottom line is have a good spirit in witnessing to them. Be friendly. Keep the door open. You might be able to go back and witness to them again. Even their proper appearance, it is important. You know what? Let's have a good appearance. Let's look our best and be at our very best to witness to them. Amen. Oh, my friends, we're out of time again. I can't believe it. Where has the time gone? Listen, just some thoughts on being a good witness. My friends, thanks for listening to the broadcast, and God bless you.
You have been listening to the Fellowship Broadcast. Be sure to tune in again and invite someone to listen with you. This is Bruce DeLange signing off with this thought. I'm on my way to heaven and enjoying the journey. Are you?